man in the hospital with a leg wound, another in jail. The shooting occurred in Doc Holliday's saloon, where the two men struggled following a verbal altercation that involved a woman and a third man. Tombstone was the site of the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral back in 1881. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross followed Zack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold.
All right, good morning. Now we're on to Into Jefferson. What a great song. What a great way to start the day. I love that. Hope you all do too.
It's not a bar stool.
Great
group. Short, kind of square.
That's you with the mustache.
So genius mustache.
A great group of guys out of Siskiyou County. Mm-hmm. Siskiyou County.
The Black Mountain Bandits.
The Black Mountain Bandits. They did a stellar job. They did it. They do it right there, and they did it for us live when we had our music festival or October Festival, whatever you want to call it, our Harvest Festival last weekend. They did a stellar job, so it was good to hear them live as well. It was a great group of guys. Yes, Bob?
Oh, I'm just waiting to say good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Bob.
We're having a good
Terry
morning.
Terry is actually sitting on a bar stool this morning.
He already had his drink.
Good morning, Rally Sally. Thank you for the music.
Great. Yes, thank you for the music, Sally.
Great music.
Excuse me while I answer the phone here.
Okay. All right, so we're off and running and talking about all kinds of good stuff that's going to be happening here. Let's see, we've got a couple things that we want to talk about. First thing for tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane, we are going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko. He's going to be coming in and talking to us about all kinds of stuff here in Shasta County and answer questions and all that good stuff. So come prepared, come to hear what's going on. And I'm sure that there's going to be probably one hot topic on the agenda, and it's probably called Sanctuary State, which makes you almost want to throw up every time you say that those words together. But anyway, that's probably one of the things he may be discussing. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know, but I'm assuming that's what's going to be on the docket.
Well, we're going to discuss it ahead of time before he gets on. We will be talking about the Sanctuary State and what we as a county can do about that to not have to adhere to an unlawful position that our state
has forced us into.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that'll be sort of the premise. But I want to encourage people from everywhere, and, you know, I don't know if you're listening, Mark or Red, but you guys need to bring up the fact that we will have the sheriff in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at 3270 Bocelli Lane. It's a very, very, very important meeting. The following week, we're going to have Mayor Browning from Anderson. We're going to have the DA coming in from Shasta County. We're going to have the new police chief coming in. And then we're going to have Katie Grimes come in. So we're going to have a lot of people coming in discussing and moving toward toward liberty and toward a position of following the Constitution of the United States and not this oligarchy and this totalitarian government that we have here in California with Brown, et cetera, Padilla, et cetera. And we want to go to Jimmy right away because we hate to keep people hanging on, then we'll come back to our announcements. Jimmy, are you there, buddy?
Morning, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I am here. Hey, I just had to call. I've been waiting all week to call and give you guys a good laugh. I seen Dianne Feinstein on, I believe it was the Today Show last week, and she said something that just made me just want to fall over. She said, and I quote, "I represent 40 million people in California, and they don't want concealed carry." Yeah. And I'm thinking two things. Have you ever been up to the state of Jefferson area? And the other thing I was thinking is, don't you have a concealed carry permit?
To that first question, absolutely not. She wouldn't go this far north. There's no money up here. I mean, we're all just squalor, remember?
Well,
That's the way they look at us.
I was talking to my wife, and she did come up one time when George Bush came to the Reading Airport. And she showed up in some brand new Navy baseball cap that looked like they just bought it off the shelf so she could try to fit in with us rednecks up here.
Interesting.
Anyways, I thought you guys would get a good laugh out of that.
Okay, well, I've proven wrong. That's cool. She came north, and still we haven't had any help.
Yeah, well, she probably doesn't remember where this place was. But
right,
all right, guys.
No concealed carry.
Keep the bike going, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Wow, that's amazing. She represents 40 million people, and not one of us wants a concealed carry.
Yeah.
I have one. And I want it, and I'm going to keep it. And they can take my gun lead first, so there you go. Oh, man. And Jimmy, what are you doing watching the Today Show? That's on the wrong network, buddy. We're going to have a chat. I'll talk to you tomorrow night about that. Why would you do that to yourself?
Wins on one.
That's toxic. That's where you get poisoned. Oh, jeez.
Get him, boy.
We're going to have to talk about that. What you were talking about before Jimmy came on.
We were talking about the sanctuary state, talking about what we were doing Monday night, and I'm sure you have more announcements.
Well, with the sanctuary part of it, how do we prevent – we all have to rally and keep ourselves from becoming unlawful citizens because that's what California is forcing us to do. They're forcing us to go against the feds, so they're forcing us to become, I don't know, criminals like they are, you know, the representatives that run the state. So they're forcing the rest of us to become criminal. So they're in their minds, they're going to have 40 million criminals in one state. So how do we fight that? I don't want to be a criminal.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't like that idea that they're forcing me to do something illegal by what they're doing.
Well, actually, what they're doing is they're forcing our law enforcement to do something that's illegal, and they're forcing even our board of supervisors.
Yeah, but I have to comply with all that.
Well, you have
as a sovereign citizen of the state of California.
Yeah, well, comply with what? In a sanctuary state? What do you have to comply with?
Well, I mean, if things are going to go bad, I can't. I'm sure it trickles down. It has to trickle down.
Well, the whole point is that what it's going to do is create an environment of crime that we already have, making it worse. It's going to create an environment where there's no repercussions for people who come in here illegally and commit crimes. That's the deal. So it affects us. I mean, the way that, you know, you did mention your concealed carry.
That's it. And the thing is,
how
does that work where, okay, we're going to have a whole state full of victims because you think about... One person being victimized.
Yes.
It's not just that one person who's victimized. It's their entire family. It's all their sphere of influence, all of their friends, the people they work with, just people just hearing about it in the media, people of the same like type, age, you know, race, gender, whatever. I mean, it victimizes them as well.
Well, the county...
It spreads far and wide.
The county can sign a resolution and they have in Tehama, and they have in Siskiyou. Right now, we haven't had the testicular fortitude to do it here in Shasta County. Some rumblings of it now. But, you know, the real deal is that we can choose not to comply with something that's unlawful. Mm-hmm. You know, the Constitution clearly states that the jurisdiction of immigration and naturalization is that of the federal government, of the Congress, and not of the states.
Right.
And it's something that we gave to the federal government as part of our contract with them that we wanted them to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, you know, you have Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, which clearly states that we're an inseparable part of the United States, being our state is, and then therefore we're violating that position.
Right.
By not adhering to the Constitution. Everything about it's illegal. I mean, the whole point is, I know that the reason the sheriff wasn't at our meeting last week is because he had to go down and have a meeting with the sheriffs, because Padilla and everybody else is backing up on this stuff. You know, they're all backing up and saying, well, gosh, you know, this is something to where we need to cut these guys a little slack. But they're not. And, you know, the real deal is that we have to stand up as a county. Now, there was legislation that was a rider along with a bill that was introduced that if the states, as a repercussion, or basically California as a repercussion, would tell the counties they wouldn't receive their grant money or receive the monies because they weren't complying with the sanctuary state issue, that the federal government, that Congress, could issue that money directly to the county when they applied for it, as long as they promised to abstain from this illegal position of a sanctuary state. So that was a rider on a bill that didn't quite make it. So now that's going to have to be a standalone bill is what's going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm.
If President Trump does pull the plug on the money for sanctuary states, then I'm sure that bill will be forthcoming. It'll get some fighting, and of course we have to see if our Republicans up there can fight this fight and win it, or at least attempt to win it. You know, I'm getting tired of the attempt to win, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we have the House and the Senate and the White House. Yeah. How can we not win?
How can we not win it? I mean,
good Lord.
You know, I mean, so anyway, the deal is that we'll see where the sheriff stands. But there's a lot of there's no way in hell that the county of Shasta should not sign a resolution saying they will not comply. There's no way in hell they should do that. And as long as we let these folks like Modi and Keogh be in a position to where they're taking away our liberty and our rights, and we keep electing them, shame on us.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm damn tired of this.
Yep. And it's time to replace them. You have to
Absolutely.
Start at home. You clean house.
Absolutely.
You get people in there that are going to do the job and do it properly and not do what they've been doing for so long. They've been in there long enough, actually way too long. It's time to remove them. So, you know, get it out there. We have other qualified people that live here in the county that would do a stellar job. Step up. We all own it. Step up. We need to make it happen. Some of us are doing other things. We can't do that. So it's time for others to step up to do that. Okay, let's go on to the next little bit of stuff that we have going on. Again, we have our Jefferson meetings, and they start at 5:30 at the same location at 3276 Bocelli Lane, and that's tomorrow night. So we have two programs there, and first program is the introduction to Jefferson so that you can get your questions answered. And Chris Kellstrom is our instructor of that class, and he does a great job. And come on in, learn what's going on Jefferson-wise and Jefferson-wide, and figure out what's going on, get your questions answered, and he knows what's going on. And if you have a specific question that he can't answer, we'll get it answered before you leave. The other thing is, too, at the same time, we have the action program where once people have gone through that class and been around the movement for the last 3 or 4 years, they know what's going on and they're updated. So you get into that class, and then we start taking action, doing certain things, figuring out what we're going to do next to make it happen, whether it's Jefferson or in Shasta County or Jefferson in other counties or Jefferson-wide. So come check it out, 530, 3276 Bocelli Lane, and then it rolls over into the Patriot meeting shortly after that. So come meet everybody, see what's going on, and get introduced to it. Also, this coming Friday and Saturday, we have a rummage sale, and that's going to be at the Faith Community Church at 2570 South Bonneville Road, and all proceeds go to fund the Sunday radio program. So what we're doing is we're asking people to come and donate goodies for that, and then also come and buy goodies from that. And it does the radio programs at Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds. Donations are accepted. And let's see, Thursday you can donate your stuff at Thursday the 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you have questions, concerns, whatever, give Rally Sally a call at 246-9706. Again, 246-9706. And if you come to the meeting tomorrow night, you can get some information on that and find out what to do and how to do it. And that's what I have on that one. Oh, and then Tuesday we have a town hall over in Trinity County in Weaverville, 6 o'clock. So come over and check it out. And Terry, do you have the location on that? I'm sorry, I don't.
No, but Sally does. So Sally, can you give us the location on that? I think it's at the fire hall, but we did this past Tuesday have a town hall in Hayfork. We had around 70 people, which is a lot of people for Hayfork, if you've ever been there.
It was a good turnout.
And it was great. And we had one of the new supervisors that are very much behind Jefferson and Trinity.
Yep.
They have a great committee there, about 10 people, just a great group of people. And we also had a gentleman who's running for sheriff, who's been a deputy, I believe, for 20 years. And he's running. He's also a Jefferson supporter.
Yep.
And we also had Jim Bailey of Bailey Lumber and the True Value up there. They own a lot of that. He's one of the largest, if not the largest, single employer in the entire county. He's standing behind Jefferson in a strong way. But it was an amazing, amazing event. It's great to see people standing up. They have had a horrible time with their board of supervisors who, you know... just in a nutshell, they only have four because one of them's in litigation because they think there was some monkey business in the voting with them. I mean, that's how bad they are. It's just unbelievable. I know that one lady got removed one time for quoting the Constitution. They wouldn't allow her to quote the Constitution. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we just have to stop this stuff, folks. And, you know, as Mark always says, you know, what's your line in the sand? Do you have a line in the sand? Well, it's time for that.
Well, and two... You know, you think about the fire season that they have in Trinity County. It seems like it's 9 months out of the year because, you know, 299 is closed for the road repair and all that kind of stuff. So that cuts out traffic that would normally go through there that they could, you know, make money off of, whether through gas stations, restaurants, what have you, tourism in general. And same with the fires, all that kind of stuff. So, Trinity has been hit hard multiple times over the years. So they are definitely feeling the pain. But they do have a good group of people that are fighting through that pain, and they're going to make it work. So, like Terry said, we had one this last Tuesday in Hayfork. We're going to have another one, a town hall meeting in Weaverville on Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
And Rally Sally says that meeting is at the fire hall.
Fire hall.
It is the fire hall.
Thank you, Sally. Thanks,
Bob. Starts at 6 o'clock. Nick, you're there, buddy. What you got?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, and you know, one of the areas that hasn't been mentioned about the state of Jefferson and the possibilities that I think could attract a lot of people is the crime. There's 8 million laws, so I understand, in California, and I suspect we're going to be able to get rid of about 7.5 million of them. But, you know, the reason we can't have a tent city up here is because of California laws. That could be alleviated with the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the library, and Roger Moore was giving a little presentation, and I asked him... I said, Chico has a holding tank, and why couldn't Redding have a holding tank for some of these people that can't be, housed in the jail? You know, you could put them in the morning and let them out at 5, or transport them over to be booked and released at 5, and make it uncomfortable to where they wouldn't want to be here. And he explained to me that it was pretty much the requirements by the state. You know, they'd have to feed them. They'd have to... ensure their medical and their safety and this and that and that and this. And, you know, with a new state and setting out new standards, we could, you know, maybe take over the old Costco building after they move and separate it into small cells and drag them over there and throw them in there all day and feed them vegetarian sandwiches, and then drag them to the jail at the end of the day. And when they're released, pick them up again in the morning for their next crime, because I'm sure they can't go the night without creating a crime. But I think that's a block of people that are very concerned that we could get involved with the state of Jefferson. By pointing out to them, by having a new state, we can set the laws to satisfy us as far as, you know, criminality goes. So, what do you think, fellas?
Well, so what you're saying is that, you know, you're totally against the position of the transvestite law to where they can have an operation there in jail, huh?
That's right.
You know, I think it's a great idea. See, the thing is that people are up in arms about crime, and it seems as if there's no will at all to do something on a jail. Now, you've mentioned before that the jail, that's the problem. I mean, if you get the police and talk to them individually, they're going to tell you that, you know, we've got about 150 people. If we locked them up, you know, crime would go down dramatically, but we keep having to let them out. The other thing is that they'll also say, well, it's not so much that we need more police. Of course, that's what we hear from every police chief. You can almost quote them before they come in and talk to you about how we have 7 people per shift, yada, yada, yada. The deal is if you arrest them, there's no place to put them. So, you know, what we need to have is a tax of half cent for a jail that would have a sunset clause to where once the jail is paid for, that is that, then a quarter cent after that to pay for the upkeep of the jail. The other thing that we'd have to have is some way, and I'm not really sure how to do this, maybe somebody out there does, but we'd have to have a way to make sure that the Board of Supervisors pay a consequence, that they pay dearly if that money does not go to where exactly where it's supposed to go. If they deviate from that, we have to make sure that they're responsible for it and there's some accountability on their part. And I mean severe accountability.
Well, what I'm saying is that with the state of Jefferson, our building standards wouldn't be so rigorous to where it costs an arm and a leg to build a jail.
Absolutely.
Send a tent city out in the Millville Plains, if not up in the Alturas high desert country up there, and instead of giving them central heating and air, I wouldn't give them air, and I'd give them hand saws and take them out on crews, and they're going to cut firewood if they want to stay warm for the winter.
There you go.
You're tough. Bologna sandwiches and pink underwear, huh, buddy?
Yeah, heck yes, not bologna, vegetarian.
There you go.
Oh, hey, that's right. Well, no, we don't want to be California compliant. You know, we don't need to have a bunch of vegans out there.
Spam.
Well, how about just some raw deer meat?
Anyway, I think the idea that Jefferson could make its own laws, get rid of the AB 109, well, not so much Proposition 57 and 49 or vice versa. You know, we certainly, that doesn't represent us up here.
Well, it wouldn't apply anyway. See, none of the laws would apply anyway. I mean, it just wouldn't. We'd be a different state. So those things wouldn't apply anyway. But I think
what people need to realize.
Yeah, I think they do.
That we're getting rid of the criminal system from California and creating our own.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah. I think the main thing is that with a lot of people, it's simply being uninformed. It was like, we talked about it last week, Nick, you know, we ran into a guy that said, you know, the taxes are so high in California, it's driving me out. I can't get, the regulations are horrible. I have to get a permit for everything. The crime is just out of this world. I've had my car broken into 4 or 5 times. I pay the fire tax. We now are going to have a fee on our water, on our tap water. It's endless. But you know what? I could really get behind Jefferson if that wasn't the name.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, you can't change those people because basically you can't change stupid. And
you know, there's one guy, his big complaint was, in the financing for Jefferson, there's nothing to finance the universities and the colleges. And I got to thinking, well, we don't need anything to finance the universities and colleges. We just need to drop them down to high schools because that's all a college education's worth anymore is a high school education back when I went to school.
Well, that's a good point, my friend. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, there's, you know, I gotta take my hat off to you. I know that even during the time that you were, you know, having a tough time with your knees and all that good stuff, you hung in there, you fought for liberty, and I love hearing from you, and I think that, a lot, when you call into different radio programs, no matter where they are, I really think that you offer a lot, my good friend. I just want to encourage you to do that more.
Thank you very much. I will. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Well, it looks like we gotta go to a break here. We're getting the break sign from Mr. Bob here, so time has come.
4:51. family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about to twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there. Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station long. I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Whoa, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? I'm gonna buy a ticket now. Thank you.
we're back at it. Okay, so we're going to... We have a... He's not here yet. No, he's not. Okay. Couple things. If you haven't received the messenger from Jefferson, we have a really good group that sends that out via email, and it comes out once or twice a month, I believe, and I'm sorry on the date and time, but it's a really good read, and it's not very long. It comes out via email, and you really need to sign up for that. Go to soj51.net, get on there, and sign up for the messenger. And what in there, they send out really good, pertinent information. And, you know, like this latest one, it says, what is the solution? You know, when California continues to do what they do to us, and not Californians per se, it's the criminals who run California. Right now, California is last in education, last in fiscal restraint, first in high income taxes, first in regulatory restrictions, first in gas taxes, highest in sales taxes and dozens of other hidden and seen miscellaneous taxes, first in percentage of welfare recipients and food stamp receivers, with the state actually boasting that one-third of the entire nation's welfare recipients come from California. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at. You know, we're just trying to get out from under all this garbage. And one of the biggest ones is it's the highest in budget deficit and underfunded state pension system. So, you know, with the state pensions that are going to, you know, sink the ship, so to speak, you know, that's where we're at. So that's just one of the many things that it's been put out in the messenger. And the people that write it and put all that together are great. They're timely on getting it out there. It's easy to read. It's a short read. Please sign up for that. Go to soj51.net or .org and check it out. Get signed up for that, and they'll just send it to you via email, and that's all they use your email for on that part of it. So please do so as quickly as possible, and you'll be happy that you did.
Okay, we're going to bring in Mark Beard. How are you, Kemosabe?
Well, I'm in a really loud place, so I'll probably only stay on a couple of seconds. I'm caught between a building and a trash can. It's the quietest spot where I am right now, but I just wanted to comment to people and ask them, be real discerning about what you hear. You know, you hear things like Dianne Feinstein say she represents 40 million people and none of them want a CCW. I mean, call a politician a liar when they're lying, and don't be afraid to do it. Those are the kinds of things we're fighting against. Those are the reasons we need the state of Jefferson. We need to suck the money out of the politics. We need to suck the liars out of the politics. And we need to return true representation to the people. And that's what Jefferson stands for. And I'll just tell Dianne publicly, I'm one of the 40 million, and I have a CCW. And even if I didn't, I'd still carry. So I'm calling her a liar on the radio because she is one. Governor Brown's a liar. Kevin De Leon is a liar and a criminal. Anthony Rendon is a liar and a criminal. Do you want to live like this, folks, or do you want to do something about it? And I got to get to work, and it's getting louder every second.
All right, well, take care of yourself, and thank you for fighting those fires, my brother. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, keep in mind, Mark is flying one of those big DC-10s that flies over and dumps all that big, beautiful red, pink,
in
orange.
In Santa Rosa.
He's
right.
Putting the fires out down there.
Yep.
And why is that? Because, you know, he needs the job like everybody else. And he's been flying airplanes for 40 years. That's what he does. And, you know, he's out there fighting the fight. He's in the heat of the battle. So keep in mind, those are the kind of people that we have working towards Jefferson's inception. And, He calls us when he's out there by a hangar where they're firing up the planes, getting things ready to go, so he can continue dropping garbage all over the place. So, you know, pray for him. Pray for his safety and his team's safety, and that, you know, they do what they need to do and come home safely. Then that's what we're going to do for him and his family. So I just wanted to put that out there. So who do we – okay, we have Bill in Redding. Hey, are we ready to pull Bill onto the line here? Okay, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine. A couple of things. Don't be too rough on Jimmy. He might need a new TV after listening to that. And the second thing is there a tentative SOJ 51 Constitution. It's I have a pretty good feeling there's one out there. I wondered if it's been released so people could read it.
Well, what we're going to do is we have a rough draft. Okay, there'll be a rough draft, and what'll happen is eventually with that rough draft, we will have a couple of people read that, and everybody and anybody from Jefferson can come in and hear it. We'll send it back, the rough draft, to the counties. The counties at that point would choose a couple of representatives and a couple of alternates to speak for the county. That's after they've had the rough draft around 30 days to make the changes. Those folks would all get back together, and then they would discuss and put together the findings and what each county wants in that constitution. Now, I want to be real clear on this. The people that the counties would ask to represent them would be their speakers for them, and the two alternates would go also. That does not mean that not everybody and their grandmother can come in and listen to what's going on, but the counties have the position of figuring out who it is they want to verbalize for them their positions with the Constitution. So it's very important that people know there is a rough draft, absolutely.
And the rough draft was developed by a committee formed from one of the assemblies,
right,
from all of the counties,
yes,
that we had. So it wasn't just arbitrarily, let's just call John and have John put it together and see if Betty can do something. It wasn't done like that. It was done open forum, open public meeting. So that was already done and developed 2 years ago, I believe,
yeah,
about 2 years ago when the assembly was held. So that's where it started. And like Terry said, it's a draft.
It's a rough draft.
It's a rough draft.
I realize that. It's,
yeah,
not permanent till it's
voted on. No.
That's right.
There you have it. So,
and that's why we want to make sure that everybody understands that anybody and everybody has the opportunity to read it and go over it and to hear it and to see what's in it and to be part of that committee for their respective county. And that's why the counties, and when I say the counties, I'm talking about the citizens of the counties. You know, they have to be involved. And if they want to have their fingerprints on it and they want to be involved with the process, they need to get actively involved.
And simply because the idea, of course, of two representatives speaking per county is just because you couldn't have 1,000 people speaking. That's all. So
right.
That's going to be, so let's just, in a nutshell, what's going to happen is in your county, you will be the person and the people who pick the two representatives and the two alternates. And the idea of the alternates is it's always good when you can sit at a table and bounce stuff off people. Because,
mm-hmm,
let's face it, a lot of, four heads are better than one.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
but
somebody gets sick, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so that's the deal. But I don't want to hear this thing about, well, you know, somebody wrote this. No.
It's everybody.
It's just that when you have 21 counties and you'll have 82 people that'll speak, or 84 people, whatever.
84, yep.
My math isn't great this morning. But the point is that, so, you know, and that's down the road. You know, the important thing now is to win the lawsuit. That's the important thing. The important thing now is to get to the Supreme Court. That's the important thing. So once we get our three-judge court, it's going to make it to where we're going to have some real strength here. But I do want to encourage you one thing. I want to bring one thing up very quickly. In Title 28, 2284, okay, any action over the lack of representation and dilution of vote, the federal magistrate must, I want to use the word must, appoint and request a three-judge court. And then 2284, I think it's B2, something like that, make sure that the appeal goes from, no matter which way it comes down, for us or against us, goes directly to the Supreme Court. But there was a case called McManus versus Shapiro, and that was just an incredible thing. And, at the time, I sure miss,
Scalia.
Justice Scalia, you know. But what he said, and this is what the finding is, a federal court judge does not have the jurisdiction to dismiss a lack of representation or a dilution of vote case upon its merit. They do not even have that jurisdiction. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out when we go back to court. We did win round one, which,
mm-hmm,
is amazing.
Yep.
Still haven't heard back from them?
Well, nope. We haven't heard yet. Our attorneys haven't. And what she, and just very quickly, what it is that she wants is she is going to have us amend our complaint. Now, I want to explain what that means. Amending the complaint doesn't mean we change everything. Amending the complaint means we're going to add to it, just like we amended the Constitution, right?
Correct.
Now, when we amend the complaint, what's going to happen is we'll amend that in a way to answer the questions she is going to ask us that she needs clarification on. So our amended complaint will be our a complaint with these amendments in there that answer the questions she has, number one. Number two, just for simple terms, what she's saying is, this is what I want for Christmas. I'm going to put a bow on top. I want an icebox. I'm going to ask you for something for Christmas. When I open my present, if this present is what I asked you for, I'm going to keep it. If it's not, I'll return it. So that's the deal, and that's where we are right now. I did talk to one of our attorneys yesterday, and his thinking is we could have it in a very short period of time, which means days.
Yeah, I know. We've been sitting on this since September 8th.
Yeah, but it's okay, because, see, the longer this goes,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. I mean, at this point, I mean, there isn't a lot of research going on, so it isn't going to be like it's going to cost us an enormous amount of money once we while we're waiting for this. But the point is that the longer it takes, the more that we get wind of things that we can be doing. So, you know, it's not, it really is a victory when she puts herself in a position by saying, okay, this is what I want you to do. I mean, you know, that's, we just have to make sure that we're answering everything in a way. And of course, you know, I'm sure McManus versus Shapiro certainly enters into that.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how it all
How it all plays out.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're patiently waiting as well, believe me.
So, Bill, be of good cheer, my friend.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, he brought up a good point, you know, about the Constitution and what's going to be happening with that. And I want to make sure that people still really understand that. At some point, we will have an assembly, a constitutional assembly of some sort, where we invite anybody and everybody from all counties
to hear
what's going on, and then break out within your respective counties, and you have your election for your speakers and your
you'll leave and go back home. You'll have 30 days or so to go back home to your county,
and
then you guys
business.
And then everybody figures it out.
Yeah,
you know, and then you come back with your representatives and your alternates. And as Bill made a good point, what if somebody's sick?
Right.
You know, you've got an alternate. So it's, you know, and again, those people are not the, they're your voice, because
right.
We couldn't have 1,000 people speaking. It's that simple. So really and truly, everybody has their position they can get into, and it's going to be agreement by the people and of the people on this Constitution. But I've read a little of it. What'll happen initially, I would think, is someone like Janet Chandler, who's very articulate, would probably read it or at least touch on some things. And, of course, everybody would have access to a copy. And we would make that available, of course, you know, out there. You know, you have a copy to go through. So, again, it's, you know, I thank the people on the Constitutional Committee. I thank them for the work that they've done.
Yep.
You know, Steve Baird, you know, he's just been, Stephen has been marvelous in a lot of different ways. But, you know, one thing about Steve, when you ask him to fix something, boy, he was sure on it the other day when we had to get the website fixed.
He just
gets out there and gets it done. I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, you know, it's third and five. You get the first down. I mean, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, maybe that's a bad analogy. I still like college football.
Better and better every day. Huh?
College football's good. Yeah, they have to do that. You know, they've got to put their hands over their heart. Like,
but keep in mind, though, we don't know when that's going to be happening, and depending on how quickly the court case moves along, that may move up the time as to putting that together. So we're just waiting for certain things to play out before we do that. And it will be done timely. It'll be advertised timely. We'll let everybody know as best we can, get it out there. And we want input from everybody in your respective county. So just know that that's going to be the process. And we will explain that more as we get closer to it. And when it gets ready to roll out, we'll have a show about that and talk about what the expectations are and the understandings of the process and so forth. So everybody's clear on what's going to happen.
And tomorrow night, I want people to remember, and, you know, all you folks listening, you bring somebody with you tomorrow night. Our sheriff is going to be talking about the issues, the new gun laws and everything else. He's going to be talking about the sanctuary state position This is a very, very, very important meeting. It's for all the people in Shasta County to come to. And that's going to be at 3270 Bocelli Lane at 6 o'clock.
3276.
Did I say 70?
Yeah, twice today. So
did I?
I'm not letting you slide on this one.
Thank you, buddy. 3276.
All right.
Wind's right. I'm an excellent driver.
When his knee's not hurting him. Okay, so what are we off into now?
Well, I think that Bob wants to do a break.
Bob's going to break us.
We're going to do our last break here, and then 605-4567, 605-4567, and the time has come.
For 51.
Riders on the storm. Riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memories abide. Killer on the road. Yeah.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and to help make our home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards, their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
We'll be right back.
right. The time has come today. Okay. Real quick, I just want to remind everybody, donate. Donate quickly. Donate for the lawsuit. Okay, we're going to roll over into...
Penny. Penny for your thoughts, my dear. A penny for your thoughts.
Hey, Wynn, Terry.
Good morning.
Sally, Robert, how are you guys?
Good, good.
Good. Did you guys hear what our governor did on Friday?
No, shoot away.
With the SB 384, and he, on January 1st, what it's going to do is take offenders on the sex registry, and they're going to treat the low-level offenders and get so they can get off of the sex registry.
Oh, my gosh, you know.
And, you know, some people say, oh, it's because it's treated some unfair and stuff like that. But what has he done? I mean, look at what he's done from the felonies to misdemeanors.
Yeah,
you
you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more.
If
I mean,
someone
it's crazy.
Could go through that, I don't understand this stuff.
I know, my dear.
You guys are more well-versed on it. How is this going to affect us now? And
yeah.
This would be another good point for Jefferson.
It is.
Yes,
well,
it
the
is.
Thing is
wow.
that, you know, we've run out of good points, you know, because it just, you can, I mean, every single time we turn around, there's something crazy going on like this. But, I mean, it's just, I mean, folks, how much more? You know, as Mark Baird said, you know, these guys are liars. Brown, all these guys are liars and criminals. How much more are we going to put up with this? Penny, my dear, that is really good information. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
We've got another caller, and we've only got a couple minutes left. So thank you, Penny. And
that's fine.
Great hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Penny. Okay, we're rolling over to Terry. Terry G., are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning.
And I thought I'd add to your plate on particularly a question you might or a subject you might want to talk to your sheriff about tomorrow night.
Sure.
I think very few people are aware that last week the governor signed a bill that allows judges to decide against imposing prison sentencing enhancements of 10 or more years in cases where firearms are used in committing a felony.
Can you email that to us, Terry? Can you email that to Sally so we have that as a talking point tomorrow night?
Yeah, I sure will.
I'll
do it. But it's just very quizzical after the Las Vegas massacre that the governor would sign a bill that would give judges the ability to reduce sentences for criminals who use guns.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's
so
crazy.
So anyway, that's the choice for the day. Another wise Brown move.
Well, you know, we have an oligarchy that's led, as Mark said, by criminals. I mean, it just is what it is. They are criminals.
They've become the party of lawlessness.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well put. Wow. Terry, we love you.
Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Okay, and we love you, and always great hearing from you calling in. So
okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, my dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
See, now we've got our listeners calling in, telling us what's really going on out there, because we're so focused on some of the stuff that we're working on, we're missing these tidbits, and these tidbits are huge. These are absolutely enormous. Can you imagine removal from the sex registry, and then they can move in next door to the school, or they can move in next door to you, and you have children or grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
What in the world?
Unbelievable. I mean, at what point, folks... At what point?
Right.
I mean, oh, okay, I know. Let's reelect Keo. I know. Let's reelect Modi.
Yes.
Let's reelect all the people that have been in a position that have not helped us with anything.
Not
they haven't
Indiana.
Helped us with the jail situation. They refuse to do anything as far as growth goes, healthy growth in this town. It's ridiculous. We have a city council led by... people. Boy, you almost got the button on me there, buddy. Boy, I held that one back.
Yeah, they're led by people. That's
by
right.
People.
We can expound
people.
On that on the next show.
We will.
I'm sure that I hope we got those guys worked up, you know. Well, stay tuned for Mark, Linda, and Red, because I'm sure that they're ready to rant, because time has come.
For 51.
51. In a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says diplomatic efforts aimed at resolving the North Korean crisis are not going to stop.
We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts. As I have commented to others, our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
Tillerson spoke to CBS TV's Face the Nation this morning, saying that President Trump, quote, has made it clear to me he wants this problem solved diplomatically. He is not going to go to war. He only recently, however, the president did tweet to Tillerson that he was wasting his time trying to negotiate with the leader of North